From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner, reading Lightning in a Drought Year by Michelle Black. Chapter 1. The prairie once formed the floor of an ancient ocean, an immense prehistoric inland sea. Over the course of countless centuries, air replaced water, but the vast, rolling character of the seabed remained. On cloudless days in the Flint Hills, visions of the ancient ocean persisted. The incessant prairie winds whipped and whispered through the switchgrass and roared in the ears of the plains dwellers like memories of the primeval ocean currents. 1886. The south wind washed over Laurel McBride like an epiphany on that April morning of her 21st birthday. The south wind was a fair wind, always the harbinger of good weather to come. Moist and gusty post-dawn breezes sent the peach-tinged cumulus clouds rolling wildly across the newly green plains. The sensuous sound, the feel, the very taste of the blustering wind entranced her as she walked along, lugging her heavy camera and its spindly-legged wooden tripod. The scent of wet soil and new growth permeated the air. Rapidly changing splashes of light and dark raced across the stark tall grass prairie. The huge, puffy clouds and their dancing shadows performed a vivid ballet for her on the treeless expanse of earth, left fresh and shimmering from a pre-dawn cloudburst. Laura was certain such a landscape could give rise to dreams and prophecies.